Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was a judge in a city who didn't fear God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he wouldn't for a while, but afterward he said inside himself, though I don't fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, so that by her continual coming she doesn't tire me. And the Lord said, listen to what the dishonest judge says, and won't God avenge his own elect, who cry day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed like this with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I have. And the tax collector, standing far off, wouldn't lift up as much as his eyes to heaven, but struck his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that lifts himself up shall be brought low, and he that humbles himself shall be lifted up. And they also brought to him infants, so he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, allow little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever won't receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall in no case enter into it. And a certain ruler asked him, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, I have kept all these since my youth. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall those that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, see, we've left all and followed you. And he said to them, truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive many times as much in this present time, and in the world to come, everlasting life. Then he took to himself the 12, and said to them, see, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that have been written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and mistreated and spat on, and they shall whip him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of those things, and this saying was hidden from them, nor did they know the things that were spoken. And as he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he shouted, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." And those who went before rebuked him, so he would be quiet. But he shouted so much the more, "You son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do to you?" And he said, "Lord, I want to receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.